Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, March 29th, 2011. An advisor to Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas told reporters Monday that the Palestinian Authority would be willing to give up US aid money rather than submit to US demands that the Palestinians give up their internationally recognized rights in the name of negotiation. The statement came after a weekend of talks between the Palestinian Authority and the West Bank, led by Mahmoud Abbas and the Fatah Party and the Hamas Party who govern the Gaza Strip. The talks were meant to restart an attempt at national unity between the two factions that fell apart late last year. US officials have previously attempted to pressure the Fatah Party to sever all ties with the democratically elected Hamas Party, which is considered a terrorist organization by both the US and Israel. In the West Bank, Palestinian medical sources reported Monday evening that a 16-year-old Palestinian youth from Azun town near Qalqilya was hospitalized after being attacked by Israeli soldiers stationed near Isbat al-Tabib, east of Qalqilya. Omar Hussein, 16 years old, suffered concussion and bruising to several parts of his body after being kicked and punched by the soldiers. Upwards of 60 individuals were detained in the village of Awarta on Tuesday and were forced to give samples of their DNA. The incident follows the murder of 5 members of a family of settlers in Itamar, near to the village. These events follow 2 periods of curfew imposed during the weeks after the murders, the first of which lasted 5 days. 40 residents have already been detained in the course of the Israeli military's investigation prior to Tuesday. 3 families from the Jordan Valley on Tuesday have been served eviction notices by the Israeli military. The families live in Wadi Sambra area and have been informed that if they do not leave the land within 3 days, the military will demolish their tent and any structures. The Israeli military demolished 12 tents on Tuesday belonging to Bedouin in the South Hebron Hills region of the West Bank. During the attack, 7 persons were beaten. The tents were used to house the 12 families that live in Kerbat Umnir, a small community of Bedouin farmers, and their livestock. That sums up our news for today. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Centre. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Hassan Kassis and Zakaria Fahizia.